from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, a coalition of progressive groups has scheduled a protest tomorrow at the State House Annex Steps in Trenton against what they warn are huge cuts to the state budget. The demonstrators say they're protesting Governor Phil Murphy's planned budget cuts to vital services that would address the state's $3 billion deficit. The protesters will call for a responsible budget that they say would prioritize raising new revenues. Tax season is high time for tax scams. Tax expert Deborah Hill says scam artists will say you owe money this year to the IRS or try to trick you into thinking that you've got a really big refund.
They're trying to get access to your account and asking for your account numbers, your passwords to your online banking.
And the IRS says telltale signs of scams, whether they be calls or messages, are urgent demands or threats. Links to non-IRS.gov websites or too good to be true paydays. New Jersey news brought to you by Edison Nissan. The Nissan President's Day sale is here and it's bigger than ever. Make your way to Route 46 Nissan, Route 17 Nissan, Edison Nissan, and Route 33 Nissan for presidential savings with 0% financing on the Nissans you want. The New Jersey teen accused of killing two Rockland County women is due back in court on Thursday.
19-year-old Alan Abba of Westwood faces first-degree murder charges in the deaths of Evelyn Aguilar Augustin and Annabelle Aguilar. Police were called to a Spring Valley apartment last Saturday night where they found the two women with serious head injuries. No gun involved. Police say they'd been beaten. One died at the scene, the other at a hospital. Abba, who police say was known to the victims, was arrested the next day. He's being held without bail. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
And people will be freezing for a reason as New Jersey's biggest polar bear plunge is coming to Seaside Heights this weekend. Last year, a record 8,000 people took part in the plunge, which is organized by the Law Enforcement Torch Run and benefits New Jersey Special Olympics. The plunge is at 1 p.m. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. How long until it warms up? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Cape May and Wildwood at the far southern tip of New Jersey could see some snow accumulation later on. But today's snow chances, very limited. The heavy stuff stays hundreds of miles to our south. A better chance for widespread snowflakes actually coming up for tomorrow. Meanwhile, we are frozen again. Highs only around 30 this afternoon with abundant cloud cover. That chance of light snow clips southern New Jersey tonight. Otherwise, calm and very cold. Lows mainly in the upper teens. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and still frigid. Highs again near 30. Now, we could see a round of widespread spotty rain showers tomorrow afternoon. And I'll even say up to a coating of accumulation is possible. We move into Friday and we finally start to warm up. Sunny and breezy. Highs in the mid-30s. We'll see some 40s this weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Clinton 26, Jackson 24, Millville 25. Weather brought to you by Lester Glenn Auto Group. Did you know that Lester Glenn Auto Group has locations in Toms River, Ocean Township, Freehold, and Seagirt? Treat yourself to a new vehicle this winter from the team that's dedicated to your experience. Get started at lesterglenn.com. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.